Have you seen the old Naira note? Is it still a legal tender? Well, let's find out. Hello, my name is Lilian Ogazi and this is The Bearing, coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we're looking at why there is still a little confusion as to if the old notes are still legal tender. The drama surrounding the redesigned Naira note, ranging from the deadline at which the old notes would cease to be a legal tender, to the scarcity of both the old and the new note, to the part where some governors sued the federal government asking for an extension of the old Naira note deadline. It is safe to say a lot has been happening in the Nigerian financial sector. Not to mention the endless queues at banks and numerous failed online transactions. Just recently, the Supreme Court ruled that the old notes are to remain legal tender till December 31st, 2023. That means Nigerians can still buy and sell with the old note. Is this happening? Mr. Nduka Akobundu happens to be in possession of some old notes.
Okay, please, I don't even know how you can help me because last week I went to the bank to withdraw 20,000. But apparently they said the least they can give me is 5,000. And I collected it and they gave me an old note since the Supreme Court had declared that the old notes can still be used and can still be legal tender till December. So upon getting to the market, I tried to purchase some materials for my work. And they refused to collect the old notes. I told them I got it from the bank and the Supreme Court had said that we can start to collect the old notes. They refused. They said they were not collecting. I went to three different shops in that market and they all refused. So I took the money back and said, okay, well, let me go back to this bank and tell them that was like 3 days after. To tell them that people are not taking this money in the market. The bank told me that they're not accepting old notes. I told them I collected this thing 2-3 days ago from this branch. They said they cannot take it back from me. They're not collecting old notes. So that is my dilemma right now. I am I'm confused. I called. I wanted to see the manager. I'm just very confused. And now I am with 5,000 that I collected from the bank, and I don't know where to return it to.
That was Mr. Nduka Akobundu telling us how he's stuck with the old note and Nigerians are refusing to accept it. Is this happening just in Abuja? Well, let's get to the commercial city of Kano to find out if people are transacting with the old note.
Hello, good day. My name is Daradin Yakubu, a reporter with Daily Trust from Kano. In today's edition of the program, we are discussing on Supreme Court's order which makes old Naira notes a legal tender in the country. Our observation revealed that people and banks are still rejecting these notes. In today's edition of the program, we visited one of the largest commodities markets in Kano, that is Singa Market, to interact with the business owners on their views and to say their minds on whether they are collecting or rejecting the old Naira note. Here I am with one of the marketers. We'd like to know your name, sir.
My name is Muhammad Abdullahi Aliu, popularly known as General.
All right. So we are here in Singa Market.
Yes.
Are you collecting old Naira notes from your customers?
No, we are yet to collect the old Naira note because people are still, me and other people are still afraid of it. Because federal government make that old Naira note to be no longer useful. And as the court ruled, people are still in that kind of fear that they are waiting to hear from Mr. President or the CBN governor. Only when we hear from them, then we'll continue to collect it.
But have you taken any of your old Naira notes to the bank or collected from the banks?
No.
My name is Miswa Musa Hassan. I'm selling margarine and other products.
All right.
No, I'm not collecting old Naira.
Why?
Old Naira notes.
Why?
Because if I collect it, nobody, part of our dealers. Nobody can collect it. If you collect it, it means you lose it. If you send it to the big dealers, they are no longer receiving it. They are only receiving transfer or new note.
All right. What of the banks?
Banks are never, they are not collecting old note.
Okay.
They are collecting only new note or transfer.
My name is Ahmad Tasiu Danduru.
Where do you do your business?
Single market. No, I'm not collect.
Why?
No, because Ibom Bank, they not collect and they are not giving to people. That is why I'm not collected.
But your customers, are they bringing old notes for you?
No, they are not bring it. They are not bring it.
Thank you.
I'm Zaruddin Aliyu by name. Since that period, I have not even seen a single note of the old Naira distant notes.
Okay.
Due to their inadequate in the market or their circulation. And there is another case, even if you collected it, the banks will still reject it. So I think it's of no benefit to collect the old Naira notes while the bank will not collect it in return. Even the new Naira note, I don't think if I have them.
Okay. So, what do you think would be the way out now? Because the Supreme Court has made the money illegal tender, while you people are not collecting. Why?
I think the only way out, just like the way the president of the Federal Republic declared the old Naira note as
illegal
notes. So I think he shall come out again and still declare it as still acceptable distant note.
Okay.
I think that would be the only solution because people now are afraid of it.
That was Zara Dina, our colleague in Kano, speaking with some residents. Are the banks really giving out old notes and refusing to take them back? After the break, we would find out. Do stay. Trendy and impactful stories of the day,
treated inside out with in-depth analysis
to give you insight into the issues that matter.
The issue of injustice needs to be addressed. We are going into hell.
Why are you sending your child? Why are you that poor? Are you that hungry?
No, we are not practicing any democracy in Nigeria. They don't deal with us well.
Trust us on Nigeria Daily, a daily podcast from Daily Trust
to bring to you the news behind the news.
So listen in, log into our website at dailytrust.com or on buzzsprout.com.
You can also listen in on Spotify and TuneIn Radio.
Follow up on Instagram and Twitter at Daily Trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust.
You are welcome back. This is The Bearing coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we're looking at the real reason why the CBN has been silent on the Supreme Court's judgment. Before we went on break, we went from a Nigerian who is currently stuck with some old notes given to him at a bank, as Nigerians are rejecting the old notes as well. We also heard from our reporter in Kano, who confirmed to us that the old notes are still not accepted as legal tender, despite the Supreme Court's ruling. According to Mr. Nduka, he was given the old notes at the bank. Are the banks giving out old notes but refusing to take them back? Our colleague visited the bank undercover to find out.
I am currently in front of a bank in the central area of FCT. Now, we have learned that banks are giving out old notes, but based on sources here, they have confirmed that they are giving out only the 200 Naira old notes. But following the Supreme Court's directive that all old notes remain legal tender, are banks receiving old notes? Let's go in and find out.
I just wanted to confirm, can I deposit cash, old notes?
No, you can't deposit. We don't collect it, except if you generate number, like CBN apps, so then you bring the number, but you can't just deposit.
Okay, so you're not collecting at all from anybody?
No problem, thank you.
That was our colleague who went to the bank undercover to find out why old notes are given but not received. What exactly is happening? Why is the Apex Bank silent through all of this? Daily Trust business editor, who also covers the CBN, tells us more.
Roe is dead.
Supreme Court has delivered another blow to the Voting Rights Act.
Despite growing dangers from climate change, tonight the U.S. Supreme Court curbing the government's power to fight it.
The makeup of the Supreme Court, the decisions they have already handed down, and the cases they are hearing this year are not coincidental. So what is next? What can we expect from this chaos court and the networks at work to serve them up cases that will expedite their agenda? We'll seek to answer those questions, examining issues at the heart of the cases the court is currently deciding. Follow Grave Injustice wherever you get your podcasts. We're releasing episodes every Thursday throughout the season.
My name is Sunday Michael. I work with the Daily Trust newspaper and an anchor with Trust TV. I cover business, the economy, banking and finance.
The Supreme Court has ruled that the 1,000 Naira notes, the 500 Naira notes, and all old notes should be made back as legal tender. Now, when you saw that news, first of all, what was your take on that?
That was a little surprising because there were loads of debates leading into that that pronouncement. There were arguments by some legal luminary around whether or not the Supreme Court was right in even entertaining the issue in the first place, because clearly by a constitutional provision, they are supposed to, Supreme Court can only be a court of first and final instance in a case involving the state and the federation, or the state and the state. But when once an agency of government is involved, that is supposed to start from a smaller court all the way through to the Supreme Court. It's not supposed to be the first court of first instance. But as other legal luminaries would argue, that the agency of government involved takes authority from the federal government. And by extension, since the buck stops on the table of the president, he can as well be sued because it is assumed that it is a subordinate institution under the federal government that is carrying out the acts that the states are not comfortable with. So these are all legal cases. But what is clear is that the Supreme Court has assumed jurisdiction and has said the time that was allotted for the implementation was rather too short, and in its wisdom has extended it to 31st of December 2022. That's the position of the highest court in the land. And the argument is that the Supreme Court is the final court, not because it is infallible, but it is infallible because it's the final court. In other words, whatever it says is the position. It's also a court of policy, so it becomes the guiding policy or instruction for the country to follow. Nothing can be bigger than that.
Okay, but at this point, it seems like the country is not following the Supreme Court order, because the CBN has been silent. We've had people who have had personal experience saying that they are taking their old notes to the bank and the bank is rejecting it, but they are being given old notes, and Nigerians themselves are rejecting old notes.
So sometimes there are lacunas. When issues happen, there are things that were not contemplated by the Constitution, right? And so it leads to a state of lacuna. And it is a state where the law does not have an answer for what's happening, in a way. So it creates void. And ideally, what should happen under those kind of circumstances are state actors are then supposed to say, what do we do? You know, that because we are not a banana republic, we must be guided by rules and all that. So what has happened? I'm not a lawyer, but the argument is because the CBN was not joined on that suit, the instruction from the Supreme Court is not one that automatically, in a sense, and I use this cautiously, automatically compels the central bank to act on it. In other words, the central bank can pretend they don't even know what the Supreme Court has said. What it then beholds is that since the federal government was taken to court and this pronouncement was made against the federal government, the federal government ought to act responsible in the spirit of separation of power and the rule of law. The rule of law being that these institutions exist to check each other so that one arm of government does not lord it over the others. Since the judiciary, which is vested with the authority to settle issues between contending parties, have said this is the way to go, what was wise counsel would have been the president saying, in obedience and in deference to the highest court in the land, ask his attorney general to then translate or interpret what the Supreme Court has said in actionable terms and say, Central Bank of Nigeria, that reports to me, the president had asked that you should comply with A, B, C, and X, Y, Z. The president had neither said anything since that day. The Attorney General, when he was confronted, said something to the effect that the Constitution does not give him the power to direct the central bank on a monetary policy issue, which is correct. So, because according to the interpretation of his own role here, he cannot find the constitutional enablement to carry out a directive that would translate into asking the CBN to do something that he doesn't have the power to do. He has chosen not to act in that direction. Until the president directs and until the attorney general interprets that directive in line with the prescription of the Supreme Court, the CBN is pretending it is not aware of what the Supreme Court has said. And what it has done is to be clever by half. Clever by half in the sense that, on the one hand, it has refused to make any pronouncement because perhaps in its legal opinion, you cannot misquote silence. But some legal interpretation is that silence in itself is a response because you are silent and adamant or pretending to be ignorant of a subsisting position of law. And so not complying in itself can be deemed contempt. These lawyers can bamboozle you. Sometimes you think you have everything figured out and they just pick a word and that word changes everything. So right now, clearly, the Office of the Attorney General has not acted in the way and manner people had wanted. The president is drinking his fresh fura in Daura after returning from Doha. And so that instruction does not exist. The CBN is not saying anything. The banks that are lost in between, that have lost branches to people's anger, that are interfacing with people and seeing how people... By the way, the banks are run by people who themselves, directly or indirectly, are also suffering this crunch. Some of them have resorted to returning back the old currency that they have in their vault. The bit of investigations we have done suggests that these banks are doing it on their own. And just a few of them, by the way, Vema, Zenith, GTB, UBA, that's about it. Others are still towing the path of caution. Yes, we are aware of the law, but we are guided strictly by the operating guideline of the central bank. So we can't operate outside that provision. These other ones are saying, well, we are both subservient to the central bank, but to the larger Nigerian society, and maybe we cannot pretend not to know that the Supreme Court had made this pronouncement. So perhaps it's a measured gamble on their part to say, whatever will come, let's just act in this direction so that let's err on the side of caution. That's our interpretation. So the market is confused. There are no directives. Some are giving, some are not. But because there is an existing rule on how they can take money, so even when they give you the money, you cannot bring back the money to them until you have filled the CBN form. Because as far as the CBN is concerned, that deadline has lapsed. So on the one hand, they had a deadline that is operational to a level. They have a Supreme Court judgment that they cannot pretend not to know about.
And they have the because, general public.
And then they have the general public to contend with. So it's a bit of a confusion. It's a state of anarchy in some sort. But that is the reality that we live today in our country.
So at this point, it looks like the banks are the ones that are caught in the crossfire of all of this. So, but you, someone who has been in the banking sector and you have had vast experience in the banking sector, you know how banks operate, and you're also with the CBN at this point, you're covering the CBN. Is there anything behind that is happening? I mean, do we even have the old notes available with the CBN to even disburse in the long run?
Well, one thing I can tell you is that one of the arguments the CBN put out even before the governors were that the old notes have been burnt. Well, I'm not sure what that word is, whether it is burnt or decommissioned. The old notes can be decommissioned, and even if they are there, they are not useful. Decommissioned to the extent that if you have assigned the serial number of those old notes to a new note in circulation, then it makes no sense to have two notes in circulation with similar serial number. That's a duplication in a way, you know. So, but well, they have this responsibility. They are the only ones who can tell us what the situation is. So what the banks have done is, well, this is where this whole thing become even a bit complicated. So the Supreme Court can make pronouncements, but the operationalization still ultimately rests with the CBN. In other words, if you say the old notes and the new notes should exist side by side, that's okay. But you have to find the old note before it exists anyway, right? And as of today, the CBN is telling us they have mopped about 2.1 trillion, 2.2 trillion. That means there is a whopping 700 billion wherever they think it is. I don't know. But if you have mopped 2.2 trillion out of a possible, 2.2 trillion out of circulation, it means you have mopped well over 50% of that money.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are not returning that money back into circulation, whatever exists there, as it does appear today, is still inadequate, right? So what the Supreme Court did not say is you must release what you have morphed back into this, to the system. He didn't say that. He only said your deadline is not visible, so we have pushed it forward to December 2023. But the Supreme Court did not say, in addition to this, we are asking the CBN to go back to his vote and whatever it had morphed, recommission into the society. And so, as far as they are not releasing that, technically they have not
done anything.
They have not done anything.
So are you saying that the silence of the CBN at this point is because the president has not acted on the Supreme Court statement?
You recall that when this whole thing started, at some point, even when the governors came in and all kind of pressure group, the comment, the accusing fingers were largely at the governor of the central bank. So it was Emefiele this, Emefiele that, Emefiele misadvising the president or not correctly advising the president. You know, so they made it look like it was something that begins and ends with the central bank. But in the space of this whole currency conversation, the president has spoken about 5 times in my own count. He's had a nationwide briefing at the time that banks were burnt and people died. He just said, we commensurate to the family, but this is what we want to do. In the face of the first Supreme Court order preventing the deadline, he briefed. And on 2 or 3 occasions, he was at various engagements within and outside this country, and people ask us to ask him questions. So he has taken ownership of the program, briefing intermittently, reinforcing the CBN positions on certain issues, and in fact, announcing measures by himself. So the danger of this is the CBN will find it extremely difficult to act without recourse to the president. The president's body language does not suggest that this is just about the CBN. It's about him. And for those of us who are good with history, we know that it is something he has done before. He believes strongly in it, and given the opportunity, he's doing it again. The last time, he didn't get the opportunity to see it to the end because his government was truncated. In this case, he's seeing it to the very end. Regardless of what most of us are saying, the president, I would not say he's not unperturbed. He's convinced about the merit of what he's doing. And to that extent, it is unrealistic for some of us, for instance, to just imagine that it's something at the CBN. And so whenever Emefiele is tired, he could just say, "I know this pressure is too much, let's reverse." The president is not reversing. And if your principal is not reversing, it will be difficult for you to be able to act in defiance to the position of your principal.
Okay, so in terms of availability of cash, both the old and the new notes, we know that Nigerians are not even accepting it still yet because CBN has not said anything. But there's also a perception of people that there's a possibility that both the new notes and the old notes will be available after the governorship election. Now, based on your experience and what you've observed so far, do you agree with this?
Well, it's difficult not to agree. If you listen to the president, it was the central bank that had always argued around the economic benefit of this decision. The president has never pretended about the political dimension of it, or that he was solely interested because of the benefit it will bring, whether regarding both buy-in and all of that. In fairness, we have just gone halfway with the elections. We can't say that money played or did not play a lot of part in the last election. Well, we didn't see cash in the way we have seen in previous election, but we now saw that even the smallest cash available was enough to vote by one pack of spaghetti and 200 naira. That's against the 3,000, 5,000, 10,000 that used to be shared. In other words, because of the scarcity, even the minutest of things that was available was enough to buy vote. It's how cheapened our dignity had become. So to that extent, on the one hand, you say the objectives were achieved to an extent. We didn't see so much cash, but did it completely eradicate it? The answer is no. So the president had always said he doesn't want cash to influence the election. And so we were looking at it that part of the reason why they are holding back is to see through this electoral process. We have gone halfway. We were all hoping that the final lab would have happened tomorrow so that all of us can take one final breath. But for logistic purposes and the legal cases that had taken effect after the presidential election, we now have to wait for one more week. What they will do in that 1 week, I can honestly not tell you, because it was appearing that we were managing to push ourselves to the finish line. Now the finish line has been extended. Whether or not they will make more cash available for the next 1 week or will continue this until after the election, I don't know that much. But clearly, yes, the elections are the reason, clearly, if you deduce, why some of this money are not being pumped out, because it is believed in some quarters that once they pump out, the politicians will mop and use it for the election.
That was Sunday Michael Ogu, Daily Trust business editor. For the sake of the common man, we hope this gets resolved as soon as possible. God bless Nigeria. With that, we've come to the end of this episode of The Bearing. Thank you so much for listening. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to making this program successful. The Bearing is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com, Buzzsprout.com, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 in Jos, Badeyi Radio 90.1 in Mina, and Sawaba FM 104.9 in Hadejia. If you intend to sponsor an episode of The Bearing, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913 893 3390. Or you can reach us via our social media handles on Instagram and Twitter at @daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.